Oh, should just go?
Yep, and then perfect. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
My first one, I was pregnant. I was nervous because it was my second child. I was nervous because we had two children and I feel alone. So, sometimes do not have access to information that is evidence-based. They may not have access because they may not have a computer. Women of childbearing age have a high rate of using cell phones for especially texting. Texting is a free mobile service that provides educational messages to pregnant women and their mothers. Women receive messages during their pregnancy that will help them understand what things they should or shouldn't be doing when they're pregnant. I'm in the home stretch, I am ready.
Thanks. Good morning. I like that video. I think it does a better job, more concisely than I could, at giving you an overview of Text for Baby, but I will try and just dimensionalize that a bit more and then turn it over to Lauren, who's going to take you really into some of the outcomes and the results. This is a problem I think everyone's aware of worldwide. The majority of women have only one prenatal visit. And we see that in the state of Nevada is an example. Right here in the U.S., there's an incredibly high number of women whose first interaction with the healthcare system is actually when they're giving birth. But there's an opportunity. Hey, oh, I'm sorry. I walk around a lot when I talk. I'm not great at being podium bound. I apologize. But the opportunity is mobile penetration, of course. And I think you all know the same stats that we think about every day. But even just bringing it, you know, home to the U.S., there's 500,000 babies born prematurely in the U.S., 28,000 infants die before the first birthday in the United States every year. Obviously, that's not okay, and we all care about that. Text for Baby can't fix that by itself, of course, but we do think that health behavior change can be an ingredient to the solution there. Jay already touched on, there's really a growing body of evidence around the use of mobile health, and very specifically SMS. There's been a number of literature reviews, and you can look at the data. They've been really looked around smoking, diabetes, even looking at, you know, lowered A1C rates, all those things. So we know that mobile health can work, and I do want to get into, or actually Lauren will, very specifically at scale with Text for Baby, are we making a difference? So what is Text for Baby? We deliver critical health messages to pregnant women and new moms. So it goes from pregnancy through baby's first birthday. And what I think is really valuable about Text for Baby is that it's stage-based. Very simple to sign up. You text the word baby, or baby if you want Spanish language, to 511-411. And we're going to ask for just a couple pieces of information. We're going to ask, when is baby due, or when was the baby born? And that way, those three SMSs that mom receives a week are exactly what she's hearing from her doctor that week, what she's reading, what she needs to know, just in a bite-sized form that she can take in very quickly and very easily. And then zip code. Zip code is the best proxy we have to understand, are we reaching the moms in the least medically served areas, which is a mission for us, and it also gives us location if we need to get special information out. And we'll get into that in a little bit. What are the goals? Well, we really feel it's incumbent upon Text for Baby as a large mobile health program, probably the first to get to any appreciable scale. We really feel we have to help demonstrate the potential of mobile health technology. We want to demonstrate that we can reach, you know, less served populations. You know, I was really thinking about this during Jay's data, and we're seeing it change. We're seeing smartphone penetration increase, but the fact remains so many people, especially in the U.S., and our target moms we're trying to reach and help really don't have regular broadband access or smartphones. So that's where SMS can come in and be so helpful. And it really is an interesting point you make. We launched Text for Baby in Russia in February, where most households actually do have broadband. It's a different country and different access. So Text for Baby actually is broader than SMS there, and we are doing more web-based because that's an opportunity to reach moms that we don't have in the same way here in the U.S. It was a national partnership that is still in place. Text for Baby is housed in the National Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies Coalition. The founding partners included HHS and a number of agencies within Health and Human Services, the White House Office of Science and Technology, and I want to really acknowledge, and I always do this whenever I talk about Text for Baby, the Wireless Foundation, because these messages are always free. The incoming messages are free to the user. So even women that don't have a data plan at all, they can still get these messages for free. So when I get my Verizon bill, I think, well, they're doing a good thing for Text for Baby. So I just always want to give them that. And then Johnson & Johnson, we're really proud to be the founding sponsor. And Lauren could tell you, I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing from their perspective, but the thing I will say is we always bring a lot more than our checkbook. Dollars are important, and they make the program possible, but there's not an area within J&J that we've asked for support, be it our global health group, our government relations. I work in marketing, and we need to help market this. We have a lot of people that want to help because we care a lot about this program and are proud to be affiliated. Going really quickly, but you can see this ecosystem that Lauren really helped create. Over 800 partners are working every day to try and connect moms that they interact with Text for Baby. It takes a lot of people to try and bring this free service to as many people as possible. When we say we're at scale, where we are isn't good enough, I'll just be honest. I spend a lot of my time thinking about how do we reach more moms. We are, as of Tuesday, at about 370,000 moms. Well, there's 4 million babies born a year in the U.S., roughly 2 million born into that Medicaid group, and we need to reach more and need to reach them quickly. So that said, this partnership is really helping us do that. And the last thing I'll say is the state enrollment contest was announced in May. I think Michigan has been winning the last three months maybe, so all the other states may want to think about getting on that, but that's a friendly competition. The states take really seriously to try and drive enrollment in their state, which is fantastic. Oops, wrong way. How are messages developed? Always based on what is the best science at the time, and it's a combination of the big medical societies, AAP, ACOG, along with their matched federal agencies. So this content is the real scientific content that moms should be getting, just then taken and put into that, well, it's an SMS, so you know the length of it, but into a very friendly format that they can read and they can understand and they can get really quickly. As you saw Megan, the mom in the video, that's her second child, and we hear that a lot as they have other little ones at home. It's with the second and third and more babies that this is really helpful because they don't have time to read books and to do other things. These are just an example of the types of messages that are sent out on a regular basis. So there's an algorithm, there's a pregnancy algorithm, and there's a baby's first year algorithm. And you can see the topic areas. But what we're really thrilled about is this right column. These are ad hoc messages that something's going on and we need to reach a lot of people quickly. One of the more recent ones that isn't on here is an example. CDC reached out to Text for Baby and said, gosh, there's a pertussis outbreak in 9 states. Because we have that zip code information I mentioned, they were able to very quickly get a message out to all the moms enrolled in those 9 states. That's fantastic, but we have 360,000, 70,000 women enrolled in the program. And that's where I think getting to scale, it's about helping those individual moms, and obviously the more, the better. It's always free to them. Let's drive it bigger. But if this is really going to be an effective channel to reach people with public health messages, we got to get to bigger scale than 360,000. And I think this is, I'm going to end with, or no, I guess I've got a couple more slides, but this is something we were very excited about. We launched a partnership in February, a very formal partnership with CMS. CMS looked at their CHIPRA program and said, we want to get more kids state level enrolled in CHIP, and we want to enroll more in Text for Baby. Text for Baby is already sending out very regular messages about how to enroll in Medicaid, WIC, CHIP, other services, hotline numbers, all those things. Can we put the two together and have the local coalitions, the local partner organizations within CMS and within Text for Baby work together closely. We launched this partnership. There were events around the country, and I can't link to the internet right now, but if you just YouTube it in the state of Florida, it was amazing. Within a week, I think, of us launching the partnership, they had a PSA, really cute, animated PSA up on YouTube, which was really intended to lift enrollment in both CHIP and in Text for Baby. I think the future for Text for Baby, honestly, is as it gets more ingrained in just the care path, how people go through pregnancy. That's the way I think enrollment will grow and be sustained, and we'll have an even more useful channel. Really quickly, we know marketing works. Oh, yeah, I market for a living. It works. But it's really important when you're trying to connect moms, and a lot of our target moms watch TV a lot. They listen to the radio. We know where they are, and we know how to reach them. This is just an example. The hot spots, the bright pink, are where there were some billboards up. And you see just amazing lift in enrollment where people are aware of it. We're picking on North Carolina, partly because we're here in North Carolina, but also because North Carolina has done amazing things as a state in terms of Text for Baby. They took radio PSAs that were developed by Text for Baby, and you can see the spikes in enrollment. Every time we do something, we've seen Text for Baby on an MTV program. 4,000 people enrolled within an hour. We had one-page ads in Ebony in February and in March. Big spikes in enrollment with, now it's expensive, that's right the issue, but we know it works when we can reach folks. I think with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Lauren to give you actually the real skinny.
Thanks, Susan. Great. And thanks, everybody, for being here today. So I'm going to talk a little bit about Text for Baby in terms of what we're learning more broadly about the efficacy of this type of a program. And as Susan mentioned, we're almost at about 370,000 individuals have enrolled since we launched. About 250,000 of those are active right now in our system. Over 40 million text messages have been sent, which I think is pretty incredible when you think about each one of those messages having, you know, really concrete health information. It really does make a difference. We also do include hotline numbers in the text messages so that a mom can call for more information if she needs it, which is very important for obviously connecting her to care and continuing the conversation. We've done some analysis, again, using the zip code information that we collect to see sort of as a proxy for poverty or low income. And we've seen that our enrollment is kind of disproportionately high in zip codes with the highest poverty levels in the country compared with the overall U.S. distribution. We just ran this analysis. I actually just got it from our research manager yesterday, and it's still holding through this month. So that's great because, again, we want to be reaching moms that may not have consistent access to really fancy websites with lots of health information. You know, they do have cell phones. And we're reaching individuals early in their pregnancy, which is really, really important. As you know, working in public health, the earlier you can get them in, the better. And so about 46% of our users enroll during the first trimester of pregnancy, which is really fantastic. We've done, there's a number of different evaluations that are ongoing here in the U.S. in different populations, looking at different pieces of Text for Baby. Just to mention, one that was completed actually in the fall, and then they redid it, and actually the N I have on these slides is out of date. It's over 300 now. Out of the University of California, San Diego, and California State University, San Marcos, did an evaluation of phone survey and found some really encouraging results about the Text for Baby program and its impact. 67% of the survey respondents said that Text for Baby helped them remember an appointment or an immunization that their child needed. I'm going to talk a little bit more about immunization specifically in Text for Baby. 73% said that it informed them of a medical warning sign they didn't know. 64% said they talked to their doctor about a topic that they read about in Text for Baby. It's really important to us that we're encouraging that doctor-patient relationship and that we're doing it in a way that is, you know, respectful of the physician's time. They're very busy. And so we do work very closely with those major medicals, as Susan mentioned, to ensure that the message content is going to be in line with what they would already be telling a patient. We also did look a little bit more on this survey at underinsured participants and figured out that actually numbers were even higher. 39% said that they called a number that they received in a Text for Baby message, and 47%, that was for everybody, 47% of those without health insurance called the number. So again, it looks like we are in fact getting these resources to people that really need them. The other evaluations we have underway, and I don't have a separate slide on this, but just to mention, HHS actually did fund a formal evaluation of text Arabi through mathematical policy research that's underway right now, and that will be looking at different health outcomes and knowledge change across four different communities in the U.S. Additionally, the Department of Defense Military Health System also funded a study. It's an RCT, and it's being conducted at Madigan Army Medical Center in Seattle, or actually Tacoma, Washington. And so that one is also underway. They're recruiting. So looking at, you know, again, really, is this program doing something? You know, is it actually impacting the behaviors of our users? And we obviously are seeing yes. Okay. Oh, I have to go fast. All right. So our flu module. So last fall, we did a flu module in Text to Baby to basically encourage users to get their flu shots. We went out and really incredibly were able to get a 30% response rate within minutes. You can see here a little bit about, you know, what people said they were doing. We asked them basically, are you planning to get a flu shot? Yes, no, or I already got it. We then went back and said, okay, you said no, you're not planning to get it. Why not? We basically chose some common answers based on the CDC research on barriers to getting flu. Again, reminder, this is for pregnancy and new babies. So it's an even more tricky issue for pregnant women. Obviously, the number one, you know, concern was that they don't think it's safe, which we all know in public health is an ongoing issue. So we were able to, as soon as they wrote back, we were able to then send them customized information to overcome the barrier that they'd stated. So if they said it wasn't safe, we wrote back and said, well, actually it is, and here's where you can learn more about why it's safe. I can't afford it. Okay, well, here's where you can get a free flu shot. So that was, you know, that was part of what we did. We then also offered if people wanted a reminder. So would you like a reminder to get a flu shot? We had, you know, over 4,500 people say, yes, I would, which is great. We were then able to send one. We then went back a month later and asked people, okay, did you actually get your flu shot? And you can see here, and we've been analyzing this data for a while. It's, as you can imagine, pretty complicated. But basically, this data is showing you for the folks who said, no, I'm not planning to get it the first time we asked, went back and asked them, okay, well, did you actually get it? 14% said yes. So we're not saying this is causal, but we do think it's really encouraging to show that maybe that education did make a difference in their behavior. And we're actually redoing this fall with a more rigorous research design so that we'll be able to make more claims about the impact of this. So definitely stay tuned for more data on that. It's very exciting, and I'm happy to share any other pieces that you're interested in after. And this slide just has some ideas for ways that you can spread the word. As Susan mentioned, we really do want to continue to grow this. We know that this is making a difference for moms. We get amazing testimonials from our users saying, you know, I quit smoking because Text to Baby reminded me. That's powerful, and it's real. And so the more that we can get you all engaged in the public health sector and promoting this, the better. It's free. We give you free stuff. It's an easy sell. So here are some ideas for ways that you can get involved. And if you want to visit us, this is actually our campaign director's baby. So she is a Text to Baby baby. So please, you know, visit us online and come talk to me, and we can get you connected to more stuff. Thank you.